Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Weldon Long is here. Weldon's a great success story, folks. His background is amazing, and I've gone over it with you before. I mentioned it earlier. He's just risen himself up out of some really adverse times and has become an amazing success story. And he's the author of a number of books, including award-winning books, Consistency Selling, the Upside of Fear, The Power of Consistency. You start to get the picture. It's all about being consistent. And he's become a great member of our Brain Trust. Weldon Long, welcome back.
Jim, thank you so much for having me, my friend. Always enjoy chatting with you.
It's good to have you on the show. Weldon, I love talking about identifying the pain in customers. I don't like it that they got pain. Well, maybe I do if I'm selling. Maybe I do like that they got pain, because if they don't have some pain, there's not much of a opportunity for me to solve that pain and make the sale, right?
Amen. You know, I tell people you can make a living solving problems for customers. You can make a fortune solving emotional pain.
That's exactly right. What does it look like? What does pain look like? What's an example of what pain looks like in a customer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. A lot of traditionally, you know, salespeople will focus on features and benefits. And we know that human behavior is driven by two things: either moving towards pleasure or away from pain. That's kind of the two major drivers of human behavior, right? We're towards something we want or away from something we don't want. And so if you look at traditional sales, kind of the features and benefit, we're trying to move people towards pleasure, right? Look at these features. Look at these benefits. But the reality is we know that people are far more motivated by pain. You take a guy who's 60 years old, who's drinking and smoking and raising hell, and you think, hey, man, you should slow down a little bit, you know, and move towards the pleasure of a healthier lifestyle. And, of course, he does nothing until one day he has a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's moving away from the pain, fear of death, and he stops drinking, he stops smoking, he starts, you know, exercising, whatever. So we know that people will do more to move away from pain. So I feel like in the investigation stage of the sales process that our job is to find out how people feel about their problems. In other words, Jim, if I'm talking to you about a business problem and you say, yeah, I'm having a hard time with my software, right? It's just not keeping up with my customers. And I can say, well Jim, I mean, what's the real impact of that in your business?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're missing phone calls and we're not as productive.
And you have to develop that. You have to make them say it, don't you? You got to make them say it.
Absolutely.
Because even though you know they know, even though you know what they're upset about, and you know they know what they're upset about, there's something about saying it out loud to you that establishes it as something that they can't go back on. What do you think?
Exactly. Listen. If I say it, I'm a salesman. If you say it, it must be true, right?
That's right.
Once I find that problem, I find the impact of that problem on your business or your life, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Jim, how does that make you feel?
Mm-hmm.
And when you respond to that question, you're going to use an emotive term. It's frustrating, I'm angry, I'm, you know, scared, whatever it is. And that's the power right there. Once I find out the emotion behind the problem, when I get to the end of the presentation and I go into my close, I can say, Jim, if you trust me with this software package, you're never going to have to worry about feeling frustrated about missing phone calls again.
Mm-hmm.
People will take so much more decisive action to solve pain than they will going towards the pleasurable experience. So I think it's really important to find that pain. I call it the pain pyramid.
But you know, it's amazing. It's amazing, Weldon, how many salespeople never, in fact, they fail. How many salespeople fail? Because what you're talking about is two things. Number one, it's fundamental human. Number two, it is easy to do. What you're describing is one of the easiest things to do, and yet people don't do it. They literally will fail at selling because they won't do the simple thing that you're talking about. Here's the best example. You're selling cars. You're on a car lot, and one person walks in and you say, You say, how you doing? What's going on today? And that person says, my car just broke down and I got to get to work. Now you know we got to solve pain. Another guy walks in and you say, well, how can I help you? He says, I'm going through a midlife crisis. I need a fast car or something. Now you know we're talking about pleasure. That's not hard to find, is it?
Exactly. And the point you're making, Jim, is right on, because it's easy to make a fortune, to do the things that you got to do to make a fortune in sales. The problem is it's always just a little bit easier not to do it. It's what I call the conundrum of human nature. Knowing exactly what you need to do, but not doing it because it's a little bit easier not to.
Well, don't you think maybe the title of the thing that we're talking about maybe gets in our way a little bit? We're talking about selling. Go out and sell something. And so that's what we think we got to do. We got to sell something. What we probably should be saying is, don't be a salesperson. Be a problem-solving person.
Amen. Amen. I tell sales professionals all the time that your income and your success is based on your ability to solve problems. You get compensated in the sales industry based on the number and the complexity of the problems you solve for your customers. You and I solve very complex business problems for our customers, Jim. As a result, we're well compensated.
Mm-hmm.
If I work in the drive-through window at Wendy's and I solve very basic problems like do you want a biggie size your order, I don't make very much money. The key is to get good at solving complex problems for your customers, in particular emotional problems.
That's the key. That's the key, isn't it? You got to. If every salesperson, especially anybody, B2B or B2C, it doesn't matter. If you go into any interaction saying, okay, there's an emotional itch on the other side of that person, on the inside that person. If I can scratch that itch, that emotional itch, I'll make a sale. You have to think about the emotions because humans are emotional beings.
Yep. Absolutely. And as we talked about earlier, they'll take very decisive action to solve emotional pain. So the key is to find the pain, to find the emotional discomfort, and then in your close, don't say, hey, I'm going to sell you a new CRM or I'm going to sell you a new HVAC system or I'm going to sell you a new car. Say, listen, if you trust me with this purchase, you're never going to feel the frustration, anger, whatever the pain was, right? And people will say, well, yes, solve that pain for me. And people are going to move away from pain quickly, more quickly than they're going to move towards pain.
You got to say, if I can take that away from you, can we do business? You get to ask that, don't you?
Amen. Absolutely. If I can get rid of that pain, is there any reason we couldn't do business today?
That's right. That's it. Now, one of the things you talk about in your book is irritating pain. How do you irritate the pain? I want you to explain yourself after the break. Who would want to irritate somebody's pain? We're going to find out what he means by that. Well done long, ladies and gentlemen. The Upside of Fear is one of his books. Consistency Selling is another one. The Power of Consistency is another one. Starting to picture about Weldon. He and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.